Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hey, hey, okay, it's Garbled Twistery, and now we're looking at Vice Presiwizzy candidates for the 1824 election. Got it memorized? Okay, so this next candidate that we're looking at for VP is some potentially bizarre human that goes by the name of Eraserhead. And I'm not sure how relevant he's gonna prove to be in the grand scheme of things, but it can't hurt to take a look under the hood, okay? So, Eraserhead was born in Hebron Flakes, Connecticut. Being a typical bougie New England boy, Eraserhead was darting in and out of everybody's mouths for college, and like all of his bougie brethren, studied and became lawyer stuff. He became lawyer stuff. Where are his law offices? New York, obviously. So, of course, the New York State Lego Club pulled him in to help with the assembly required sector, because that's just what you do with bougie lawyers nowadays. And, you know, he kept coming back. The New York Assembly could always rely on Eraserhead to come back when he needed to be there. Big boy Congress, seeing how stinking reliable Eraserhead is, let him get that federal promotion to the House of Reps. So yeah, he did that for a couple years, then went back to do lawyer stuff, then big boy Congress called him back again! And they even let Eraserhead lead the Speaking to the Manager Committee, a very underrated and powerful committee indeed. I mean, I would know, I've spoken to the manager. Then he downgraded and decided to be a senator for just New York, and when John Adams, no, not that John Adams, you could tell we're really getting into the weeds here, because I'm literally talking about Bob's Discount John Adams. But yeah, when John Adams was trying to get a Congress seat and the clerk accidentally announced that he won the election, Eraserhead threw a whole fit about it and got the Congress seat himself. I mean, he still would have gotten it probably if he didn't throw a fit, but come on now, what successful politician doesn't throw a fit and a half about something? But yeah, this time around, they let Eraserhead be the leader of the Why Are We Spending All This Money on the Stupid War Department? Another underrated and powerful department, indeed. So yeah, a couple of years after that, he went back to New York Senate status and made himself an official Constitutecon deli meat. He even rose up in the local ranks to become the assistant governor. And that's like a big deal in New York. And because it's such a freaking big deal, I don't know how great his chances are looking when it comes to keeping that spot. Like, yeah, he's done a lot, but Eraserhead isn't doing much to try to stand out from the power pack. But hey, I'm sure someone's impressed, so we gotta cover these bases just in case. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, the box at the end of the hallway, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have Patreon, so if you go to Patreon and find Garble Twistery and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the current bonus, card games that you gotta trade. Doesn't that sound like a riot? Anyways, next time, it's another VP potential, and it's a man we've at least heard the name of before. Why, yes, it's Albert Gelatinous. What's his deal again? Find out next time.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Big boy Congress